Grill It in the Garden at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
And now, a message to people who troll and say negative things on social media. Somebody's daughter graduates from college. There's a cute puppy playing the piano. Or an inspirational quote with the picture of Buddha at sunset. And there you are. Instead of saying, congratulations, that's amazing, or peace, you have to go ugly. You have to go dark. Seriously? Haven't you heard the phrase, if you can't say anything nice about someone, say nothing at all? It's time to change. It's time to be positive. Be uplifting. Try being harmonious with the world. You no good loser, low-life piece of have a nice day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The White House gearing up for a clash over the House impeachment inquiry, which it refuses to cooperate with. President Trump tweeting the whistleblower has ties to one of his Democratic opponents.
White House counsel Pete Cipollone writing in a scathing letter to Speaker Pelosi and the committee chairman, quote, your unprecedented actions have left the president with no choice. President Trump and his administration cannot participate in your partisan and unconstitutional inquiry under these circumstances.
Fox's Griff Jenkins.
The speaker was outraged, shooting back in a letter saying, Mr. President, you are not above the law. You will be held accountable.
President Trump on Twitter also defending his decision to withdraw troops from northern Syria, leaving Kurdish allies there vulnerable as Turkey's military gets ready to invade. And two people killed in a shooting near a synagogue in eastern Germany. One person's been arrested. America is listening to Fox News.
And thank you, Lillian.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When do you work?
Monday to Friday.
5 days a week.
9 to 5.
Okay, second question.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Wednesday morning.
It doesn't feel like a Wednesday.
You know what you have to do.
I want to call Wednesday hump day.
Come on, you could do it.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Come on, it's showtime.
Especially if you're a farmer. If you were listening earlier this morning, or go to my Facebook page. I actually put the story up there for you to check out. Three men and a lady, Greg, Jay, Emily, and this man.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
If you did have a chance to see my morning video this morning, you saw somebody who's very excited because we have some exciting things here in the next few days to look forward to. A couple of cold fronts, one this weekend, one next week. But the unexciting thing is I'm very pessimistic on the rain chances. There's going to be a band of rain that enters the state on Friday night into early Saturday with the next cold front. But like the last front, it looks like the line of showers disintegrates by the time it gets to us. Today, very warm with a high around 90, but tolerable humidity. We had a nice morning. It's very comfortable this morning. It'll be comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Tomorrow's high around 90, same thing Friday. Risk of some spotty showers, as I mentioned, late Friday night into early Saturday as that cold front moves to the state. And boy, oh boy, the best air of the season yet behind that. Saturday's high 82. Sunday morning's low, I think we're going to be around 53, 54. That's jacket weather. And then Talladega forecast for the weekend, if you're going up to Talladega, is just perfect. Picture perfect for Sunday's race with 78 degrees and sunshine, blue skies. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 8 miles per hour. That little breeze is nice with just a few clouds at 71 now at 8:05.
Death to America! Except for Joey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally hit the wrong hotkey.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Aaron Longcrier, you are the next name in our name game contest. Aaron Longcrier, give us a call at 396-5477. When you do, you will qualify for a $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings.
Aaron Longcrier.
Part of the name game contest that you can play by going to newstalk931.com, clicking on the name game banner, and submitting your name. And then you just keep listening, but you already do that, and you do it so well. So go ahead and throw your name in the hat, and you can win some awesome prizes, like Aaron Longcrier is now eligible to qualify for.
Thank you, Emily Hayes.
Well, you're welcome.
Quick reminder, this being Wednesday, we have our weekly Wednesday night Baumhauer's Victory Grill gathering, and we hope you'll come and join us.
You're having a lot of parties this week, you are.
Yeah, but last night was great. And by the way, I wish there was a way I could have one hot to bring in here. We went to the pizza place last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the pizza place for a little listener focus group party.
Uh-huh.
And they have many inventive pizzas, but I had never tried a BLT pizza.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
And if Jacqueline's listening, and Jacqueline will be on the afternoon show today, I had one narrow piece.
I know, because you're doing the keto.
Yeah, I wanted to try it, though, as it is as a pizza, so I could talk about it with authenticity. And starting today, you can win a large pizza with your favorite toppings from the pizza place this afternoon on Happy Hour.
10-4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of the week segment, we have the gift certificate from Eddie Bader for the pizza place. So, two times to win.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's just something we put together last night. And we start.
We're a big fan of the chicken bacon ranch in our family.
Well, guess who's listening?
Jay Quallen.
Yes.
Now that I'm able to eat again, I've just got
It was just a small piece, and it was only wafer thin.
Wafer.
You don't know that seems funny.
This is Montgomery's Skywatch traffic. Couple of accidents to tell you about. Atlanta Highway at Coliseum Boulevard. This is inbound to downtown. It's right in front of the CVS there. Your best bet, be over in the left lane. Also on Carter Hill, just before you get to the Applebee's at Vaughn Road, if you're headed in that direction, there's an accident with injury there. Watch out for emergency vehicles on Carter Hill Road near Vaughn and avoid that area for the next few minutes, if at all possible. Interstate's looking good, still busy. Boulevard looking good, still busy. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration going on through tomorrow, October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
End of the week, we do some grand prize drawings here, and you have a chance to qualify in a moment when you call to play the conundrum with us.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Well, we were talking earlier about our folks and things we learned from them, but my dad...
Is that correct?
Always made sure that we had a go-to place to take our cars growing up in Chicago when we were first driving, because he would never question their diagnosis on anything that was wrong with the vehicle. And I have found that same type of place here with Don Duncan, you know, that confidence, you know they're going to play it straight. If your check engine light comes on or there's some other warning signal, just bring it to them, because they have state-of-the-art diagnostics and certified master technicians at all three locations to make sure you get an accurate diagnosis and repair on whatever it is that's troubling your car. When you need tires, Don Duncan at the shop, you're going to get a wholesale price on whatever tire brand you prefer, and they'll quote you a price that includes installation. That's a little game that some play where they put a ridiculously low tire price in an ad, and then, you want that installed? Well, that'll be, you know, so many dollars extra, and you wind up, not getting ahead. On Highway 14, just behind the McDonald's in Millbrook, on Bell Road, just north of Vaughn, and downtown at 408 Madison, if you need a ride to or from your Don Duncan location, just ask. They're happy to accommodate with customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. And Duncan and Son Predictathon, is this week 7 coming up?
Yeah.
7, wow.
We're playing that team you guys played last week.
Yeah, bye. But Alabama's up, and we got who?
I love their fight
Texas
song.
A&M.
Okay.
Number 1 versus number 25.
You never know.
But how about them Dodgers?
It'll be over by halftime.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A historic night for the city of Montgomery as Stephen Reed is elected mayor. He will be Montgomery's first African-American mayor. Reed defeated business owner David Woods in the runoff election. Woods says at this time he doesn't plan to pursue any other political offices. C.C. Calhoun defeats Phyllis Harvey Hall in the race for City Council District 5. Calhoun will replace City Councilman William Green. Aronde Mitchell defeats John Dow in the race for City Council District 6. The runoff for Montgomery City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Less than 10 votes separate incumbent Tracy Larkin and Marche Johnson. Provisional ballots will now be counted. Mayor-elect Stephen Reed and the city council will be sworn into office on November 12th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama License number 92244.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jay, give this a listen and see if you agree. Fortnite.
I don't play Fortnite.
You've been playing all day, and you've rotted your brain, Fortnite.
I mean, that's true, but I don't play Fortnite.
It is video dope, more addictive than coke, Fortnite.
That's what doctors say.
Shoot and stab, weapon grab, need rehab, Fortnite.
My nephew Jack is a big Fortnite fan participant. I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I don't just do the Fortnite.
See, I only know Fortnite is 2 weeks. Does that have anything to do with the game?
Yeah,
it doesn't.
I don't think so.
No, it does not. In fact, it's spelled differently, I believe. But
Yeah.
So I don't play that game. I've never actually sat down and played that game. I have no. It does not spark an interest in me. It just never has.
I've been examining these conundrums. You each voted for a different one. We get three.
So what are you going to do? Which one are you going to go with? You know, you always seem to go with your buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you don't know who voted for
what. I don't know who voted for what.
So good. Go what you want with, and pick the right one.
And it's...
No pressure, but pick Rich's.
Well, actually... Which one was yours?
No, just let it... Dadgummit, you were folding it and about to read the second one, and I'm pretty sure that's the one I voted for.
You don't have to. You
can okay, it's about women and drinking. This is right up your wheelhouse.
Don't do me any favors, buddy.
Sure, you pick Emily's just because you're afraid of her. What about me?
Yeah, what about Jay? He just sits there silently and does his job every day. Everybody loves Jay. Be more like Jay, the buttery one says.
Do it for his birthday.
All hail Jay!
Anybody know where that comes from?
Men
in Black.
Oh.
Pew pew!
Nobody saw that, but they heard pew pew.
Pew pew!
Pew pew! Pew pew! You have 43 minutes to call us now.
Well, now I don't know what the hell to do.
Well, it's your show. You get to decide.
All right. First person to call 272-922.
Why don't you let the...
Pick a number between 1, 2, and 3.
Let them pick a... No, stop. This is more fun. Let them pick a number between 1, 2, like 1 and 3.
We need...
And then they can decide which conundrum they do.
First person to call.
First person, 272-9228.
Just when as soon as it rings, just take it. Not anymore.
In fact, we'll also give you first chance to answer it.
There you go.
Nice.
I love it. So you pick the number.
I like this.
I love it. This is
turnabout.
See to your pants radio, and I love this.
And don't forget that your phone call qualifies you for the
grand prize. I
love it.
That's so they don't call. Go for it.
There's a phone ringing.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, is it Sam?
Hey, Sam. Hi.
Pick a number between 1 and 3.
Sam, pick 1, 2, or 3.
Number 2. Just like David Woods, he came in second.
All right.
All right. It's so bad. All right. What y'all got?
All right, here it is. Women are 40% more likely to do this when drunk than men. Women are 40% more likely to do this when drunk than men.
Oh, I know what it is.
What?
They're more likely to touch you. Reach out and grab hold of something to keep from falling down.
Okay. Touch. No. It's not. It's
not a bad answer.
Is this Sam W? I was hopeful.
Yeah, that's Sam.
Okay, got Sam W. All right,
thank you, Sam.
All right. So reach out and touch someone is not the answer.
But you should reach out and touch us so that you can answer the conundrum.
272-9228.
Something that women...
She said she laughs at her own jokes.
I am my own best friend.
Basically, this is something women are almost twice as likely to do as men when they're hammered.
Hammered.
Blitzed.
I mean, yeah.
Who's talk? Who's this?
What's another word for drunk faced? 272-9228. Women much more likely to do this than men when drinking. What could that be? And it's not dirty. I mean, it's not what farmers do.
Oh my gosh.
Here's one of our favorites. It's Catman.
Hey, hi.
Hey, how about tell the truth?
Do what?
Tell the truth.
God, that's a great answer. That is a great answer. It's wrong, but it's a great answer.
Have a great morning, y'all.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we could read that. How do you analyze that answer? You know, women are more likely to tell the truth. Is he assuming that women routinely lie, and then when you get them a little...
Women don't routinely lie.
I think he's suggesting that alcohol can be a truth serum sometimes.
Y'all remember on Days of Our Lives?
That's how I found out.
Marlena the truth serum?
Yeah. Days of Our Lives? You got time to watch that? And what other crap? Court shows, soap operas, your story shows.
Like sands through the hourglass,
There's also that time, the days of our lives. Possessed by the devil. Oh, that was a tough.
This is McDonald Carey speaking.
You give a woman a couple of drinks and I would hear,
"You are so handsome."
When I was dating Barbara Walters, she said that to me. That's why I haven't.
All right.
RB.
What do you think? RB?
Laugh.
Laugh.
Is good. I like that. Yeah, see, we got such a brilliant audience.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a great guest, just not the winner. Thanks. Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I think it's disrobe.
Oh. Yeah, like tequila will be.
Disrobe. That's not it. But they do call. I've heard this in those special meetings I attend, so I don't do what I used to do.
Right.
The alcohol is the great remover. It'll remove your bank account, your house, your marriage, your family.
And your clothes.
You heard, did I ever tell you the Rosemary Melfelder story?
No.
I feel that name's familiar to us.
It's a story I told in the afternoon.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I listen to you in the afternoon when I'm not watching People's Court. You know?
Dun, dun. I'm so honored.
What's your name?
How about Judge Wapner? Are you watching that too?
I'm just telling you, the People's Court theme.
David wants to crack at this one.
Hey, David.
Just whatever your last name is.
Get a tattoo.
Oh, get a tattoo.
That's
a good idea,
great
too.
Guess.
Another thing where you lower your inhibitions.
Legally, they can't. They're not supposed to.
Well, it's not supposed to, but guess when a lot of people get their tattoos.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Thanks,
those
David.
Those are not reputable tattoo parlors.
You know what else women do when they drink?
What?
They'll look you in the eye and say,
"You are so handsome."
Wow.
And then as soon as you've left, they'll call a girlfriend and say,
"He's a tool."
Brett McDonald will analyze today's market activity for us at 5:10 this afternoon, and we urge you to call his office. McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Make an appointment to become managerial about your money at 387-0094. 387-0094. Jay, what's that name of Tony? I got schmutz in my glasses.
What in the world?
Which name?
On line three, the middle
one.
That
is Brighton.
Brighton.
Hi.
Hi.
Brighton.
Are you a first-time caller, Brighton?
No, this is actually my second time.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're glad you called.
How old are you, Brighton?
10.
10.
So, Brian, what's a woman 40% more likely to hit when she's had too many wines?
What do you think? Kiss somebody?
Oh, kiss somebody.
All right.
Get a little friendly.
That's a great guess, Brighton. That's not it. You are way ahead of your time.
Thanks, Brighton.
I love that. Brighton. I want you to note something here.
Oh, okay.
The cheap laugh on a guest like that would have been to play the... for but kiss somebody. I did not do that.
You did it anyway. 10.
It doesn't count if you do
it. No, it does do count because you still played it. You said, you know what, Emily? The cheap thing to do there would have been to play that sound effect that you hate.
I know, but...
But I didn't do it because I respect you as not only a human being, but a colleague. Yet, you did it anyway.
All right. R.L. is our next caller, but I'm going to let the president introduce him. L.
What's up? What do you think? What's the answer? What are we looking for?
I think they're more likely to cry.
Cry.
Anybody guess that?
No, nobody's going to say
that. That's a good guess. No. Good guess. This is
emotions.
Timothy.
Hello?
What do you think?
Post on social media.
No. Oh, unfortunately.
That's the best guess so far.
Boy, there should be a breathalyzer for posting on social media.
Actually, there was some type of an app, this is years ago, that... that you could activate if you had been drinking, so it would prohibit you from sending emails and stuff.
Did we really post that?
Yeah. A good guess, though. Andy?
Hey.
Yeah, may I ask a point of clarification on the question?
Okay.
Yes.
Is it 40% of women are more likely to do as men when they also are drunk, or men when they're not drinking, or just men?
It's just... 40%.
If men and women are at the same blood alcohol level, women are 40% more likely to do this.
Well, there we go. Then it would be cussing, I think, wouldn't it?
Cussing?
Cussing.
Okay. Well, we haven't had that yet.
You should hear the studio during breaks.
No, it's not the right answer, but that's a good answer,
it's
though.
Not,
thanks.
Especially
after the break coming up in a moment.
It's not.
It's not. Kucha!
Hey.
Is it drive?
Drive. Oh, I hope not.
Yeah.
Thank God there's Uber. I wish there was Uber decades ago.
Yeah.
But no, it's not that. Thank you.
Right.
Appreciate it, Cooter. Thank you. Here's Jackson.
I'm going to say dial an X.
I'm sorry?
Dial up an X.
Oh, dial up.
He says dial up an X, and he is
the winner. That's exactly what we're looking for. Yep, that's what we're looking for. Congratulations.
Good job.
Yep. Calling the X. Calling the X.
I have some painful memories of that.
Now, where you've done it or where it's been done to you?
That's our next conundrum.
Okay. Or texting.
That's our next conundrum.
Or texting.
We now take this break for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay. We have an accident. Carter Hill and Vaughn Road, right there at the Applebee's where Zelda, Carter Hill, and Vaughn all meet. You got to watch out there. That accident has injury, and we do still have folks on the scene there. Avoid it if possible. Also, an accident on the Atlanta Highway at Coliseum Boulevard. This is going to be right in front of the CVS, and it's going to be in the downtown bound lanes. Get over in the left side. Hopefully, it is out of the way by now. Other than that, we're settling into a normal traffic work day all around the city. So use caution and be kind and courteous to those people driving around next to you. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, the ABC Store, and more. They're all at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Hartshell.
Hey.
Hi.
Did you know we got a winner?
I heard you had a winner, but yeah. I got through telling Jay who I was about the time that they answered, so I didn't hear what the answer was.
The answer was texting, or actually calling an ex.
Yeah,
picking up the phone.
Okay. Well, I didn't have the right answer either, but I didn't have the heart to hang up on you.
You're a good guy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, very much.
Wanted to say good morning. Talk to y'all later.
Hope you have a great day,
my friend. All right, and our winner did win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, so let's find out what to expect there.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello.
I didn't have the money to pay Rusty to redo that, so you're just going to...
It's fine. Totally fine.
Last time, it was, hello, I'm Emily with my...
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my friend Jay. When we're not watching the People's Court or General Hospital, we like to go over to the Seafood Bistro and have a tasty lunch.
What's
full
going
of
on
Cajun
at CH?
Flavor. Well, you know, Sonny and Carly, I think are back together. But so if you need a place to go over your lunch break and discuss what's happening with your soaps or with your favorite court TV shows, the best place to do that would be the Seafood Bistro. Monday through Thursday, they have the Pick 2 lunch special for $9.99, I believe. I need to double-check on that.
I don't think you might want to double-check on that.
But, you know, the best advice that I can give all of you for free is that you should follow the Seafood Bistro on Facebook. Isn't that right, Jay?
That is correct. I'm sorry.
That was me tossing it to you.
I know, and I just,
and that was you hacking up a lawn.
It was right there, and I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know what's wrong with me on this, but yeah.
I bet you the doctor would.
Yeah, my idea today is around 4 o'clock is when first pitch is going out on that Braves game. I might go sit over in the Seafood Bistro and watch the game for a little bit and enjoy a meal, maybe a boil basket.
Ah!
Yeah. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. And you can see the entire menu online. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Who was it that made that
The Seafood Bistro. Oh, my
God. There with the cherry tomato red face. I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, man.
828 Morning Maroon nominees right around the corner and more stupid news.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was depressed, nervous, and tired. That's when I decided to visit my doctor. He prescribed me Marlboro Lights. Now I have more energy and I'm spending a lot more time outdoors.
As a professional healthcare provider, I'm pleased with the results of prescription Marlboros for patients who suffer from boredom, weight gain, and the inability to look cool.
I wasn't sure what to do with my hands, whether I was talking on the phone or driving my car. My doctor prescribed me Extra Strength Marlboro Reds. Now my hands are serving a purpose. And I got a free sleeping bag.
Ask your doctor about prescription Marlboros.
Prescription cigarettes saved my life. Mostly because with my copay, they're back to $1 a pack.
For maximum effectiveness, take after meals with alcohol. May cause coughing, dizziness, weight loss, and difficulty in chasing off biker chicks. So look what smoking has done for my announcing voice. I'm 19.
That's funny.
I'm creating a new list of classics. That was based on a story. I think it's a couple of years ago where somebody thinks that doctors should now
prescribe
cigarettes instead of you being able to decide I want to smoke or don't smoke.
Oh, yeah.
What?
As the, weird. Okay.
You know, there's people that want to run every minute of your life from the minute you wake up.
Men.
Yeah, mostly. 8:31. You know, he was talking about all the symptoms, tired and that kind of stuff. I couldn't help but think of Infusion because they can fix your tired.
Boy, do I need an IV.
Well, after what you've been through for 5 days, my goodness, I would do one of those restorative IVs.
Restorative.
They have, I would imagine, ask about vitamin C. You know what's cool about that? When they start the IV, you can taste it. You can taste the,
You mean add a little vitamin C to the back.
Along with glutathione and all the other magic ingredients that help you recover from a rough week, a rough illness, or maybe too much partying. But it's immediately effective because it goes straight in. When you take pills, and I'm not saying that's bad, but if you want an immediate result, go with the IV because it all goes in. Anything you swallow, your digestive system is not going to absorb it all.
Right.
In fact, they should have a drug called Absorbitol for those of you who can't absorb what you should. And other new therapies. I'm doing the red light room sometime between now and Saturday. I know it sounds odd, but these are lights, infrared lights, that stimulate the skin.
Right.
And I've heard people say they walked out of there feeling like $1 million because it's such a rejuvenative therapy. And all you do is go into the room for about 15-20 minutes.
Try that.
There's a bar in Pensacola called the Elbow Room, and it's only red light bulbs.
That's Juve therapy is the technical name for it. And
don't confuse this with the red light district.
Oh yeah.
Some people believe so devoutly in this, they've actually set it up in their house because you can do that. But if you'd just like to try it at Infusion, call 296-1662. Cryotherapy, they've got a chiropractor there now, and that is covered by your health insurance. Give them a call, 296-1662. Get on the road to wellness with help from your friends at Infusion. Or take a look at the menu of state-of-the-art health options at infusioncryoandlaser.com. I was going to do some facts of life, just some stuff that happened to turn up all in the same news feed today. In a survey of people who have had more than one job,
our survey said
half say they have quit over a bad boss. For people under 34, that number is higher, and I'm just wondering about that. I mean,
what do you wonder about it?
I
am 34.
I think, don't you, in your wonder years in any field, go through a process of developing a thicker skin, understanding the boss and player relationship?
Oh, sure. In fact, and you have to.
I think this is reflective of a snowflake mentality that, you yelled at me, I can't work here anymore. The average coffee drinker does 3.4 cups a day.
Okay.
I have cut back on that. So
I do exactly 2 during the night. And then, I don't know.
During the night? You mean like when you wake up?
Yeah, I wake up at that ridiculous hour.
It's morning for you, but yeah, I guess.
And one more interesting fact of life statistic. 1 in 3 people.
Uh-huh. There's 4 in here.
Which means at least one of us.
Yeah.
So
Greg looks confused, but that's what I meant.
1 in 3 people would rather not know someone's name than admit they forgot it.
Oh, I am so bad about this.
There is a spot on TV for something. I don't know if it's a vitamin or whatever, but there's a young woman at a meeting, and she goes around the table, recites the names of everybody sitting there, gets the last person, pauses, and then remembers the name, and then they tell you she remembered it because she takes whatever this is. There is a technique that can be taught on memorization.
Yeah,
my buddy did this.
And you're supposed to
on a cruise.
You're supposed to shake someone's hand, look them in the eye, and repeat their name, right, or something like that. Is that right?
We had our listener party. There were 200 people.
Then forget it.
He went around the room,
right,
and did whatever it is. What you just said, and got almost all of them.
Bah.
That was pretty impressive. All right, it is 8:35.
We're Southerners. That's why we can say things like, hey, sweetheart, hey, darling, how are you doing? Like, if you forget somebody's name for a moment.
Bless your heart.
Until it comes back to you.
That's a great point.
Well, you know, I'm valuable sometimes. I'm an asset to the show sometimes.
Babe Ruth.
You are an extraordinary individual. Your name is legendary.
Babe Ruth didn't know anybody's name.
Yeah, no, he called everybody kid.
Yeah.
Even 40-year-old adults.
Yeah.
It's 836.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
So, kids, it's going to be a hot one. Well, very warm today with a high temperature up to around 90. We had a very nice morning, and I think the nights are going to be nice. In fact, even tonight will be comfortable. Overnight low 65. It's these afternoons today, tomorrow and Friday, up around 90, which will be a little challenging, but still, the humidity will be fairly tolerable. There is a risk of some spotty showers with the next front moving through the state late Friday night after the games are over into early Saturday. We hope the showers will hold together, but I'm not real optimistic. But then the air behind the front is really nice for the weekend, with Saturday's high around 82. I think Sunday morning's low is going to be about 53. Boy, oh boy. So that's the coolest air of the season so far. And then there's another cool front arriving by next Tuesday night. In fact, there's three between now and let's say October 22nd. Three cool fronts. The rain prospects, not great, but not zero. Right now this morning, we have northeast winds at 8 miles per hour. That breeze is nice. A few scattered clouds and 71 degrees at 837.
Morning Maroons next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay. We have an accident. Carter Hill and Vaughn Road, right there at the Applebee's where Zelda, Carter Hill, and Vaughn all meet. You got to watch out there. That accident has injury, and we do still have folks on the scene there. Avoid it if possible. Also, an accident on the Atlanta Highway at Coliseum Boulevard. This is going to be right in front of the CVS, and it's going to be in the downtown bound lanes. Get over in the left side. Hopefully, it is out of the way by now. Other than that, we're settling into a normal traffic work day all around the city, so use caution and be kind and courteous to those people driving around next to you. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, the ABC Store, and more. They're all at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A historic night for the city of Montgomery as Stephen Reed is elected mayor. He will be Montgomery's first African-American mayor. Reed defeated business owner David Woods in the runoff election. Woods says at this time he doesn't plan to pursue any other political offices. The runoff for Montgomery City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Less than 10 votes separate incumbent Tracy Larkin and Marche Johnson. Provisional ballots will now be counted. And CeCe Calhoun defeats Phyllis Harvey Hall in the race for City Council District 5. Calhoun will replace City Councilman William Green. Aronde Mitchell defeats John Dow in the race for City Council District 6. Mayor-elect Stephen Reed and the City Council will be sworn into office on November 12th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Fox Tonight. America and the critics agree. The Masked Singer is TV's number one show.
Amazing!
And no matter how big you think this week's four new celebrities might be,
this is an accomplished performer.
You brought it!
Think bigger. Get ready for a performance that will have everyone saying,
"We just witnessed greatness."
The new Masked Singer, followed by the new hit drama, Almost Family.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't know, Bob. Every day it's the same thing. I get up, I go to work, I come home to my fat, ugly wife, I watch some TV, and I go to sleep. It's getting me down.
Well, have you tried booze?
Booze? What's that?
If you have to ask, what's that? This announcement's for you from the people who make booze. It's a revolution in fermented and distilled spirits that can give you a whole new attitude. Why, here, try some.
My bald, unemployed husband looks like Brad Pitt.
Sure, booze can pep up any strained, dysfunctional relationship.
Ooh, quick, pour me another one. Starting to look like himself again.
And the more you drink, the more you want. In fact, many people like booze so much, they drink it morning, noon, and night. And best of all, booze is a friend that never judges you.
I sentence you to 30 days in the drunk tank.
I'm not drunk.
That's someone else's job. Drink booze.
Booze is used exclusively in trailer parks by everyone you see arrested on cops.
It's 8:43, News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Shall we do it one more time? I say yes.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Well, okay. Aaron Longcrier, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us.
Aaron Longcrier.
At 396-5477. If you do, Aaron Longcrier, you will qualify for a $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. And if you want to get in on the name game, my friends, and you haven't submitted your name yet, visit Newstalk 93.1 Aded Kim. Click on the name game banner, submit your name there, and keep listening. We do this Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., calling a name every hour to qualify for some fantastic prizes. And we have two more weeks of it after this, too. How exciting!
Aaron Longcrier.
Okay. 8:43 is the time. Former Secretary of State Sean Kennedy, please.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Did you dump it?
Yeah. You have to rate the boss can be up. All right. It's time for our Morning Maroon nominees. Number one.
Okay.
There's some thieves in California.
California.
They broke into a car. This looks like a good target in San Jose.
Okay.
And took a duffel bag.
Mm-hmm.
What they didn't realize that inside the duffel bag were four pythons and a rare lizard.
Oh, I heard about this yesterday.
Yeah. It belonged to a reptile breeder named Brian Gundy, who had just given a talk at a library. He says the snakes and lizard are worth about $5,000. But mostly he wants to get them back because he's worried about them. Herpetologists, which is not somebody that studies herpes, but who works in this particular field. You want to hear something shocking?
Right. I've heard this whole show.
I'm watching Andy Griffith.
Mm-hmm. When do you have time to do that?
Middle of the night. Early in the morning.
I think it was his before my afternoon nap.
Yeah.
It's one of the early episodes. You know, a lot of people that recurred on that show in different roles, which I thought was, what are they, the shortage of actors?
They're a different person this time, right?
I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that. So she plays this plain woman, and Andy says, well, Barney fixed her up with, trying to fix her up with Andy. And he said, why don't we all go for a ride? And she says, I can't, because when I go for a ride, I get the herpes. And I was stunned to hear that line.
Are you sure you heard that correctly?
Yes, I did. I'll bet Rusty probably has heard that. How did I get on this? Anyway, all right, so we have guys that stole some snakes that can be very
right,
dangerous.
And a couple of them were recovered, but there's still some at large.
Yeah, it's true.
A police officer in Miami has
I found
been...
the line.
Oh, you did?
I found the line.
Okay, Jerry Rafferty.
Hang on. Here it comes.
You think I make this up?
I have it, my computer muted because I don't want, you know.
Yeah.
Olivia, she's a real all-American girl. You two ought to have a lot in common. Lydia just loves the outdoors, don't you, Lydia?
I hate the outdoors. When I go out into the sun, I get the herpes.
That's it.
Wow, that's amazing that you could find the line out of.
Well, that's all I typed in was herpes Andy Griffith show, and it's like, here it is.
Whoa.
So there you go. See, I don't make this stuff up.
Nope.
And then, so we have an officer in Miami suspended after he appeared in a video making a fake arrest of three lingerie models while in uniform. And then finally, and this one hurts, so cross your legs.
Oh, okay.
22-year-old man in Saudi Arabia who had to be rushed to the hospital because he had tweezers stuck in his...
Oh, no.
No!
What?
I don't know why you would think to put them there, but that has to be.
Why you would think to put
them. You can get the herpes from that.
I don't like tweezers. They give me the herpes.
I don't like tweezers.
So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
I don't know. You got the duffel bag snakes.
I got to go with the first one. The
duffel bag snakes.
Because I love it when thieves think they're doing something clever and they get away with something that can kill them. Yeah. So them.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Montgomery Peyton Body is the gold standard in automobile body repair. Yes, they have state-of-the-art facilities. Yes, they hire the best painters and body repair people on the planet. But more important for you as a consumer, above and beyond all of those great things, is the Turner Family Standard, established by Donnie when he first opened 3.5 decades ago, and now with son Brandon, and that is the assessment process. When you bring your car in for a wreck, they look for everything. They insist on repairing everything. There are no shortcuts. Yes, there were shenanigans and chicanery years ago, but no longer. And now Montgomery Paint and Body, one of the biggest insurers in North America, a name you know very well, came to MPB and videotaped them and their procedures to show others. This is how we want it done. Can't pay a group a higher compliment than that. So for a full and complete repair and a car that's returned to you looking as good as new, maybe better, go to MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane or call 27-WRECK with a W. 849.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J. We have an accident. Carter Hill and Vaughn Road, right there at the Applebee's where Zelda, Carter Hill, and Vaughn all meet. You got to watch out there. That accident has injury, and we do still have folks on the scene there. Avoid it if possible. Also, an accident on the Atlanta Highway at Coliseum Boulevard. This is going to be right in front of the CVS, and it's going to be in the downtown bound lanes. Get over in the left side. Hopefully, it is out of the way by now. Other than that, we're settling into a normal traffic work day all around the city. So use caution and be kind and courteous to those people driving around next to you. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, the ABC Store, and more. They're all at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
October is National Dental Hygiene Month, so suck on a couple of Tic Tacs and stay downwind of me, okay?
Did you see the story that they have now been able to grow beef? In space?
Grow beef?
Beef in space!
It's what's in orbit. I just had that story here. Where'd it go? Oh, well. Is this the future?
Experience out-of-this-world dining in the International Space Steakhouse.
It's one small bite for a man, one giant leap for lab-grown space meat.
Because nothing beats the taste of bovine cells grown in a 3D bioprinter.
Houston, we have a problem. The veal is undercooked.
And in zero Gs, you'll never have to wait for our weightless wait staff.
Open the bottle of steak sauce, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. Good steakhouses don't serve steak sauce.
It's the International Space Steakhouse. Join NASA to make a reservation.
In other food-related news, Costco is now selling a 76-ounce bucket of Pillsbury chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That's roughly 76 handfuls, $7.89.
Is that
keto? No.
I'm kidding.
But, you know, we did have, they also used to sell it in, like, panels.
Sounds like a birthday present to me.
Oh, is that what you would like for your birthday, little boy?
No.
What?
Not in that tone.
Hey, maybe we have one of those cards, those audio cards made with Emily doing that. That would be a nice touch for Jay's birthday, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday.
Pew, pew.
Joining us here in the studio is young...
Join.
Oh, hello.
You know what day this is?
Wednesday?
It's Wednesday. Yeah.
And who always issues a lesson in life on Wednesday?
What?
You do. You're like a
no.
Buddha.
What? Barney.
Oh. Are we going to do this every day?
What is wrong with you?
No, every Wednesday.
I feel like we talk about Barney every day.
He loves to bring it up in my presence because he loves to just take my childhood, twist it up, and make it a point of his jokes.
Oh, he was railing on millennials earlier.
Oh, I know.
I did not.
Oh, but
someone yelled at me. I can't work here anymore.
Yes, there are snowflakes in the millennial demographic. Yes, there are. They have no idea how to function in a world where they're held accountable.
I'll admit there are brittle spirits in the millennial demographic, but you're saying brittle spirits are only in that generation? No brittle boomers?
Brittle boomers.
Do you know any
bones.
Brittle boomers?
No,
Rich, oh, Rich. Emily!
No.
Do you hear what she just said?
That was bad.
No.
No, what did Emily just
Nothing.
Say? Nothing. Play the Barney clip.
Oh, no.
What did I miss you?
I did not hear it either.
I said brittle boomer. And she had a...
Pew, pew.
So,
Yeah.
I imagine that your phones will be busy with reaction to the election.
Oh, absolutely. When Jack gets here, and should be any moment, he said he wants to open up. He has something he wants to say.
And then there's a city council race that they don't know the results
of? Yeah, I was looking at that this
votes,
morning.
10 votes.
It's Tracy Larkin incumbent and
I don't
Johnson.
Know what is going to happen there, because I don't think there's a statute for an actual recount.
No, yeah.
I think it's got to be court ordered or
right?
something like
that. So what are they, I don't know what they're going to do.
That's a mess. I mean, I guess it's good in the sense that it's competitive, but that's unfortunate that the whole point of the runoff is get a winner.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But, I mean, the win by Stephen Reed, next Mayor Montgomery, was definitive.
It got coverage on all the networks this morning.
I believe it. I believe it. It is history.
Historical.
Given this city's history. I like being able to walk downtown. You go to the first White House of the Confederacy, then you can see where Dr. King preached, and you can see how the nation progressed.
I'm a history buff, and this is like a hotbed of history right here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, somebody was showing me downtown this weekend. It's like, well, there's where they sent the first telegraph to start the Civil War.
Oh, yeah. I know that building, too.
Yeah, you can just see so much. And as long as it's positive and you're just learning, I'm fine with it.
In the spirit of good sportsmanship, or whatever you would call it, I plan to invite the mayor to come on the show in the afternoon on a regular basis and take calls.
Just like Mayor Strange has done.
Yes.
All along.
There's Jack.
Speaking
Campbell
of Strange.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Fine, how you
doing? I'm doing good. Hey, when can we make you our feature guest at Baumhauer's on a Wednesday night? We'll pack the joint.
I doubt it, but next week.
Okay.
No, I'm leaving for Texas.
The
week after.
The week after. Okay, I'll get that date to you.
Ding.
Well, I think that's the boss saying your time is over. And you know what? You.
No, don't point at me like that.
Yeah,
you babbled on here, and now there's no time for the Barney Clip.
I didn't babble at all.
You did that deliberately.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks.
See y'all tomorrow morning. Good seeing you, Greg. You look good today.
So do you. Look good.
You're a very talented broadcaster.
You're damn good, too.
You're
no Jack Campbell.
It's getting deep in here.
All right, 8:58 is the time, and Lewis Lawn is the place. As automobile dealers are getting ready to make room for their 2020s, they want to make good deals on 2019s. Lewis Lawn has the same situation with their product lines because the 2020 mowers come out now. So they're eager to move their remaining inventory from 2019. Go and get yourself a great deal on a new Toro, Exmark, or Echo mower from Lewis Lawn. Check out the steel product line. Leaves will be falling soon. Rich is telling us about cooler weather, real fall weather coming. And that's when you start to see the leafage pile up. And a steel blower can take care of that in seconds. Clean your patio, your sidewalks, everything else as well. Great products, full support, full service staff. For anything you buy there can be brought back there for service or repair at Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northeastern Bypass, a great local business staffed by great local people. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and their number is 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers